The essence of the Scout's Own exists, as it was applied to the movement almost a century ago, when the scouters of the time realized that a prayer was not relevant unless it was truly a part of the belief system of the individual scout. These Scout's Own speeches have been made on the subjects of sunsets, environments, nature, animal kingdoms, and all things good and wonderful. For many scout troops, the focus on a Scout's Own is mandatory. For every troop, the mainstay of a Scout's Own is that it is a realization by the individual, and he or she may then communicate their personal belief to others. Our troops' Scout's Owns were often less formal than those which are typically presented in other scout meetings around the world. It was often just realized as a group. On the way to our final visit to Susha Island as a scout troop, we all sat in silent awe as three orca whales joined us. Our single sailboat, with a 20-foot length, was the same size as one of the largest of these killer whales. Even though orcas are capable of reaching speeds at over 60 kilometers per hour, these whales chose to swim along with our sailboat at only about 4 kilometers per hour. We were rounding the south side of Saturna Island, with the appropriately named Orca Island to our east. On this beautiful day on our Pacific Ocean, these particular whales just wanted to be social. With their tall dorsal fin and unique saddle and eye patches showing, these resident whales were displaying their very friendly and intelligent behavior towards us. The largest would swim first on our port side, then it would submerge, come up, and swim on our starboard side. This beautiful mammal would then repeat this process. After a time, I looked at my watch. Our vessel was soundless, as only a small sailboat under a good wind can be. Our underside may well have held a resemblance to the underside of a whale, or at least it must not have been intimidating to them. As we enjoyed the close attentions of this creature, our scout crew said absolutely nothing for in excess of 20 minutes. We were sailing swiftly for our size of sailboat, with about 1 foot of freeboard, and the scouts could see the whale looking directly at them with eye-to-eye contact from only a few feet away. Finally, as if it didn't want to say goodbye, but had to, the whale made one quick submerging sweep and then came to the surface and turned and headed outward. The scouts all seemed to have shared the belief that if they spoke while in the presence of such a great creature, it might have been frightened away. Now none of the scouts seemed to want to be the first to break this silence. It was the closest I'd come to presenting a Scout's Own. I smiled back at them and said, "What a beautiful world." Later, they all seemed to understand that it would be impossible to effectively describe that magical 20 minutes. They seemed to purposely hold their description of this event to very short but emotional sentences. It was not about what we had seen or heard. For each of us, it was about everything that we believed in the world to be true.